December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. From here on in, I shoot without a script. See if anything comes of it instead of my old shit. First shot, Roger, tuning the Fender guitar he hasn't played in a year.
This won't tune,
so we hear. He's just coming back from half a year of withdrawal.
Are you talking to me?
Not at all. Are you ready? Hold that focus steady. Tell the folks at home what you're doing, Roger.
I'm writing one great song.
The phone rings.
Saved.
We screen, zoom in on the answering machine.
De Broadway a Gran Vía. En esta ocasión os presentamos el musical titulado Rent, estrenado en Nueva York en 1996 y creado por el artista judío Jonathan Larson. La obra está basada en la ópera de Puccini, La Bohème, y está ambientada en un año de vida de un grupo de jóvenes artistas y músicos tratando de sobrevivir en el Nueva York de principios de los años 90, bajo la sombra del SIDA. Además, es el primer musical en tratar abiertamente temas tabú como la homosexualidad, la bisexualidad o el propio SIDA. Los nombres de los principales personajes son muy similares o idénticos a los personajes de La Bohème, y su título, Rent, se debe a la renta o alquiler del piso en que viven los protagonistas y que no pueden pagar.
Tell the folks at home what you're doing, Roger.
I'm writing one great song.
The phone rings.
Yes.
We scream.
Chestnuts roasting.
Colin!
I'm downstairs.
Hey!
Roger picked up the phone.
No, it's me.
Throw down the key.
A wild night is now preordained.
I may be detained.
What does he mean? What do you mean detained?
Ho, ho, ho!
Benny! Shit!
Dudes, I'm on my way.
Great! Fuck!
I need the rent.
What rent?
This past year's rent, which I let slide.
Let slide? You said we were golden.
When you bought the building.
When we were roommates.
Remember? You lived here. How could I forget? You, me, Collins, and Maureen. How is the drama queen?
She's performing tonight.
I know. Spiller production manager.
2 days ago, I was bumped.
You still dating her?
Last month, I was dumped.
She's in love. She's got a new man?
Well, no.
What's his name?
Joanne.
Rent, my amigos, is due, or I will have to evict you. Be there in a few.
El argumento nos habla de Mark, Roger y Tom Collins, que viven en un pequeño piso en Nueva York. Mark Cohen, director de cine y el narrador de la obra, ha comenzado a grabar un documental sobre sus amigos. Mientras graba a su compañero de cuarto, Roger, viene a visitarlos su amigo Tom Collins, profesor de universidad. Sin embargo, Tom sufre el ataque por parte de unos ladrones que lo dejan sangrando, tirado en la calle. Benny, antiguo compañero de Roger, Mark y Tom, propietario ahora del edificio tras casarse con la rica Alison Gray, llega para reclamarles el dinero del alquiler, rompiendo así su promesa de dejarles vivir gratis en el piso. Mark y Roger, así como Maureen y su novia Joanne, dos amigas y una de ellas exnovia de Roger, se rebelan contra Benny, rehusando pagar el alquiler.
Document real life when real life's getting more like fiction each day. Headlines, breadlines blow my mind, and now this deadline, eviction or pay.
Rent!
How do you write a song when the chords sound wrong, though they once sounded right and rare? But the notes are sour, where is the power you once had to ignite?
How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay?
turning blue.
Light up a mean blaze
with posters
and screenplays.
How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay last year's rent?
Don't scream, Maureen. It's me, Joanne, your substitute production manager. Hey, hey, hey. Did you eat? Don't change the subject, Maureen. But darling, you haven't eaten all day. You won't throw up. You won't throw up. The digital delay didn't blow up exactly. There may have been one teeny tiny spark. You're not calling Mark.
How do you stay on your feet when on every street it's trick or treat? And tonight it's trick. Welcome back to town. Oh, I should lie down. Everything's brown and oh, I feel sick.
Where is he?
Getting dizzy.
How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay last year's rent?
Allison, baby, you sound sad. I don't believe those two after everything I've done. Ever since our wedding, I'm dirt. They'll see I can help them all out in the long run.
The music ignites tonight with passionate fire.
Great, I got a theater person.
The narration crackles and pops with incendiary wit.
Never be a theater person.
So many they burn the past to the ground. And I feel the heat of the future glow.
Hello, Maureen? Your equipment won't work? Okay, all right, I'll go.
How do you leave the past behind when it keeps finding ways to get to your heart? It reaches way down deep and tears you inside out till you're torn apart.
Right.
How can you connect in an age where strangers, landlords, lovers, your own blood cells betray? What binds the fabric together when the raging, shifting winds of change keep ripping away?
Uno de los temas más importantes de este musical es el SIDA. Tom Collins es ayudado en el callejón donde permanece herido por Angel. Tras un momento de amor homosexual, ambos reconocen que tienen SIDA. También Mark recuerda a Roger que debe tomar su ATZ, revelando así que este también tiene la enfermedad. Entonces cantan esta canción.
I don't suppose you'd like to see Maureen's show on the lot tonight, or come to dinner. Zoom in on my empty wallet.
Touché. Take your AZT.
Close on Roger. His girlfriend April left a note saying we've got AIDS before slitting her wrists in the bathroom.
Después, Roger canta sobre su necesidad de escribir para dejar una marca en el mundo antes de morir.
One song, glory, one song before I go, glory, one song to leave behind, find. One song, one last refrain, glory, from the pretty boy front man, who wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet, glory, in the eyes of a young girl, a young girl. Find glory beyond the cheap colored lights. One song before the sun sets. Glory, on another empty life. Time flies, time dies. Glory, one blaze of glory, one blaze of glory, glory. Find glory in a song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young man, a young man. Find the one song before the virus takes hold, glory like a sunset, one song to redeem this empty life. Time flies, and then no need to endure anymore. Time dies.
The door. Otro de los crudos temas de este musical es la heroína. Roger conoce a Mimi, la vecina de abajo, y adicta a la heroína. La conoce porque ambos se han quedado sin luz como represalia de Benny por no pagar el alquiler. Roger le pide a Mimi que le deje una vela para tener luz, pero Mimi también necesita la candela para prepararse su dosis.
What do you forget?
Got a light.
I know you, you're shivering.
Nothing, they turned off my heat, and I'm just a little weak on my feet. Would you light my candle? What are you staring at?
Nothing, your hair in the moonlight. You look familiar. Can you make it?
Just haven't eaten much today. At least the room stopped spinning. Anyway, what?
Nothing. Your smile reminded me of.
I always remind people of who is she?
She died. Her name was April.
It's out again. Sorry about your friend. Would you like my candle?
Well.
Yeah. Ow!
Oh, the wax. It's
dripping. I like it between my
fingers, I figured. Oh well, good night. It blew out again.
No, I think that I dropped my stash.
I know I've seen you out and about when I used to go out. Your candle's out.
A million, I had it when I walked in the door. It was pure. Is it on the floor?
Floor?
They say that I have the best ass below 14th Street. Is it true?
What?
You're staring again.
Oh no, I mean you do. Have a nice, I mean, you look familiar.
Like your dead girlfriend.
Only when you smile, but I'm sure I've seen you somewhere else.
Do you go to the Cat Scratch Club? That's where I work, I dance. Help me look.
Yes, they used to tie you up.
It's a living.
I didn't recognize you without the handcuffs.
We could light the candle.
Forget that stuff. You look like you're 16.
I'm 19, but I'm older for my age. I'm just born to be mad.
I once was born to be mad. I used to shiver like that.
I have no heat.
I used to sweat.
I got a cold.
I used to be a junkie.
But now and then I like to feel good.
Oh, hear it.
What's that?
It's a candy bar wrapper.
We could light the candle.
That was my last match.
Our eyes still adjust. Thank God for the moon.
Maybe it's not the moon at all. I hear Spike Lee shooting down the street.
Bamba, Bamba.
Cold hands.
Yours too big, like my father's. Do you wanna dance?
With you?
No. With my father.
I'm Roger.
They call me.
Uno de los momentos más conocidos de este musical tiene lugar en el Live Café, donde Benny está con su inversor, su suegro, y critica la vida bohemia de los inquilinos. Mark entonces se levanta y hace un irónico discurso fúnebre en conmemoración de la muerte de la bohemia. Todos se levantan, se suben por las mesas y cantan La Bohème. Aquí dejamos la primera parte de este Broadway a Gran Vía dedicado a Rent y la semana que viene continuaremos con el segundo acto.
No, please, no, not tonight, please, no, mister, can't you go, not tonight, can't have a scene.
What?
Go, please, go, you, hello, sir, I said no, important customer.
What am I, just a blur?
You sit all night, you never buy.
That's a lie, I had a tea the other day.
You couldn't pay.
Oh, yeah.
Benjamin Coffin III, here.
Oh, no.
Wine and beer!
The enemy of Avenue A will stay.
Oy vey.
What brings a mogul in his own mind to the Life Cafe?
I would like to propose a toast to Maureen's noble try. It went well.
Go to hell.
Was the yuppie scum stomped? Not counting the homeless, how many tickets weren't comped?
Why did Muffy...
Allison...
miss the show?
There was a death in the family, if you must know.
Who died?
Our Akita.
Evita.
Mimi, I'm surprised. A bright and charming girl like you hangs out with these slackers who don't adhere to deals. They make fun, yet I am the one attempting to do some good. Or do you really want a neighborhood where people piss on your stoop every night? Bohemia, bohemia's a fallacy in your head. This is Calcutta. Bohemia is dead.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to say our goodbyes. Here she lies. No one knew her worth. The late great daughter of Mother. On this night when we celebrate the birth in that little town of Bethlehem, we raise our glass, you bet your ass, to La Vie.
La vie bohème. La vie bohème.
Days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, to going against the grain, going insane, going mad. To love attention, no pension, to more than one dimension. To starving for attention, hating convention, hating pretension. Not to mention, of course, hating dear old mom and dad. To riding your bike midday past the 3-piece suits, to fruits, to no absolutes, to absolute, to choice, to the village voice, to any passing fad, to being an us for once instead of a them.
La vie bohème.
In a pyramid
is Maureen.
The mixer doesn't have a case. Don't give me that face. Hey, mister, she's my sister.
So that's 5 miso soup, 4 seaweed salad, 3 soy burger dinner, 2 tofu dog platter, and 1 pasta with meatless balls.
Ew.
It tastes the same.
If you close your eyes.
And 13 orders of fries. Is that it here?
Wine and beer.
To handcrafted beers made in local breweries. To yoga, to yogurt, to rice and beans and cheese. To leather, to dildos, to curry vindaloo. To huevos rancheros and Maya Angelou.
Emotion, devotion to causing a commotion. Creation, vacation.
Mucho masturbation.
Compassion to fashion to passion. To when it's new
to Sontag.
To Sondheim.
Anything taboo.
Ginsburg, Dylan, Cunningham and Cage.
Lenny Bruce.
Langston Hughes.
To the stage. To Uda.
To Buddha.
Pablo Neruda. To.
Why Dorothy and Toto went over the rainbow to blow off Fantasia.
Before you pack.
Yes, Maureen.
Well, hurry back.
Sisters?
We're close.
Brothers!
Bisexuals, trisexuals, homos, apians, carcinogens, hallucinogens, men, Pee Wee Herman, German wine, turpentine, Gertrude Stein, Antonio, Bertolucci, Kurosawa, Carmina, Verona, to apathy, to entropy, to empathy, ecstasy. The Sex Pistols, A, B, C. To no shame, never playing the fame game.
To marijuana.
To sodomy, it's between God and me. To S.A.M.
Waiter, waiter.
I'll leave her
in. Honor of the death of Bohemia, an impromptu salon will commence immediately following dinner. Mimi Marquez, clad only in bubble wrap, will perform her famous lawn chair handcuff dance to the sounds of iced tea being stirred.
And Mark Cohen will preview his new documentary about his inability to hold an erection on the high holy days. And Maureen Johnson, back from her spectacular one-night engagement in the 11th Street lot, will sing Native American tribal chants backwards through her vocoder while accompanying herself on the electric cello, which she has never studied.
Your new boyfriend doesn't know about us.
There's nothing to know.
Don't you think that we should discuss?
It was 3 months ago.
He doesn't act like he's with you.
We're taking it slow.
Where is he now?
He's right. Where'd he go?
And Roger will attempt to write a bittersweet, evocative song that doesn't remind us of Musetta's waltz.
Angel Dumas-Chunard will model the latest fall fashion from Paris while accompanying herself on the 10-gallon plastic pickle tub.
And Collins will recount his exploits as anarchist, including the tell of his successful reprogramming of the MIT virtual reality.